This is Ian Plessis at the Guildford Spectrum. I'm here with defenders Matt Oldring and Jamie Thorogood, who is today's skipper. It was 1-1. Unfortunately, Fleet have won, so it appears we're bottom, but it looked like the team just wouldn't give up, would they, today?
Yeah, we were a bit more astute today. We worked hard. We've changed the way we're defending. We're dropping a little bit deeper, and we're trying to make them make the mistakes. We're trying to make them make their opportunities, and fair play to the lad. I don't know what number hit it, but I thought the ball was going to get stuck in the stanchion, to be honest. It was a great strike. If that kind of strike undoes us, then that's the only goal they score, then fair play. But we caused our own problems. We made more than enough chances to win the game. In fact, I think we had the better chances, and so therefore we're very, very disappointed.
I mean, would you agree with Jamie that you can't really defend against goals like that, can you?
No, there's nothing you can do. You know, you've got to take the out off to the lad. Probably never going to score a goal like that again. He's taken one touch and hit it top bins and getting stuck there, like he said. We've had enough chances in the game, created enough for him, caused him enough problems to score and outscore him, and should win the game. And it's been the story of our season, to be honest.
It's just a shame that we scored the equaliser maybe a bit too late, but it's not for worth of trying. The amount of efforts that we had in the first half and the second half, especially the goalkeeper, we've been very unlucky, haven't we?
Yeah, no, we have. First half, Jack Guilford's had a couple of headers cleared. Keeper's pulled off a couple of saves, and we've had a couple cleared off the line. On another day, they go in. Unfortunately, today, it's not happened for us, but, you know, we've obviously upped our performances last couple of weeks against Tiverton, and particularly today as well. Been unfortunate, but, you know, a little too late, unfortunately.
Kevin is staying in charge. A new season, it most likely to be combined counties, but something to relish, I presume.
Yeah, well, we've won the combined counties. We was made to win it again to get up to this level. We worked really hard to get here, and we're going to have to work really hard to get here again. Kevin's got the players. I think if we kept this squad together and actually got the squad there every week, too many games we've been turning up. I mean, we played against the team that's second in the league with 10 men for 25 minutes. The travelling in this league's been too much for this squad, I think. And if we can get a squad there to challenge for that combined counties title, we've got a good chance of winning it.
I mean, the commitment by the solid players, you've got to look at on Saturday, we've driven out, I don't know how many miles, but I mean, it's tiring.
Yeah, no, definitely. All credit to the lads that were there. You know, they've worked their nuts off, and it proved, you know, if you get players there and who put in a performance, you can grind out results and put in performances that can challenge the top teams. You know, we're going to teams second in the league on a winning run, you know, pushing them to last minute goals, you know, with 10 men. So it shows if you get the bodies there and you get the same squad there week in, week out, and you get the nucleus there week in, week out, you're bound to get results. Unfortunately, that's not happened this season, but, you know, next season's a fresh start. If we keep the same squad, we move on, we go to win the league, like Jamie said, and see what happens from then on, mate.
Thank you very much to both of you. See you next
time. Thanks very much for the turnout today. It was absolutely brilliant.
Very much. Appreciate the crowd.
The banners, everything was absolutely superb.
Yeah, no, fantastic effort from the crowd and all. Thanks for coming. Thank you.